You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we move on to some exciting news for one of our local gin distilleries in South Africa. A well-known French company by the name of Pernod Ricard has taken a majority stake in a local gin manufacturer known as Inverroche. I'm joined on the line by the Inverroche Managing Director, Garth Watson, to take a look at this. Good evening, Garth. Thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly very exciting times at the distillery. How are you guys feeling following this announcement?
Good evening, Jimmy. Thanks for the opportunity. Very exciting times, very exciting news. And we're all very excited about the investment. And just to correct you, that Pernod Ricard has bought the full ownership of Inverroche, so more than a majority share. And yeah, we're looking forward to growing the brand further, and repaying the faith that Pernod Ricard has shown in Inverroche.
Mm. Garth, what does this mean for the business? I mean, obviously, having such a big shareholder come in to say not only do they believe in the brand, they want to expand the brand and take it to an even bigger global stage. I mean, this is obviously good news for the business, but take us through what this means for you guys and what this means for the team and for the brand.
Yeah, so we've been partners with Pernod Ricard since 2019. They were shareholders, and so we're well familiar with them as partners. And I think what they bring to us as a business is opening up new markets for us, new opportunities. Pernod Ricard is a global business in most countries around the world, so they have significant resources that we can tap into. They can give us input into which markets we should be looking at. And I think what's also really important is they really do allow the entrepreneurial business ethos to remain. They keep the team in place and just add one or two Pernod Ricard employees to advise and to help integrate. But they really are committed to maintaining what made the brand Inverroche great in the first place. And they're keeping the location in Stourbaix, which is not the most convenient place to run a global business from, but it certainly is authentic to the brand, and it helps support the local community from a job creation and supplier support perspective.
Mm. Garth, this brand has obviously been something that's taken the South African gin market by storm, and I mean it's become very quickly one of the most loved brands locally. Internationally, what are your hopes? What are you looking to achieve? I mean, obviously, competing on an international scale is something else, but it's very, very evident that this is a quality product that can stand up to any other product around the world.
Indeed, I think, the liquid quality that Inverroche possesses is up there with any brand in the world. So, we can go confidently into any market and allow our liquid to stand up and represent us. So we are looking to grow the business in these export markets, and we think that there's definitely opportunities in countries like the US, which is slightly behind on the gin trend that's been sweeping the rest of the world. So the US is just kind of getting into that trend now, and also countries like Australia, where there's a strong kind of South African expat community, the UK, all these gin connoisseurs in these markets are very interested in new products. And Inverroche is certainly one, with our Fynbos Botanicals, which is a very unique selling point for us. It certainly generates a lot of excitement and talkability amongst gin connoisseurs and consumers.
Speaking of unique selling points, Garth, what do you think has been the secret sauce for Inverroche? I mean, you mentioned, of course, that some of the areas around the world haven't got as fast a growing gin community. South Africa's one that certainly hasn't been afraid to try, and we've got them growing and coming up in droves. But what do you think gives you a bit of a competitive edge, not just over your local peers, but when you go into that international market and you say, we have this that you're not going to find at any other brand?
I think the what made us stand out was just the real authenticity of the brand, the unique botanicals. We had a very inspiring founder, Lorna Scott, who who started the brand back in 2011 from her kitchen table in Stillby. It's a great story. It's, you know, very community focused as a business, as I mentioned, in the Stillby community. And it's also, you know, quite uniquely a luxury African gin, which is not that common. You know, we're certainly at a price point which is higher up in the gin pricing ladder, and I think, you know, that's something that attracts a certain consumer in terms of how the brand shows up, how it markets itself. You know, we're very understated, we're not loud, but we're elegant, and I think that appeals to the kind of more discerning connoisseur out there when they're looking for a gin brand that stands out and it's different. And I think all those elements help us, you know, present quite a unique proposition to potential new markets around the world.
Go take over the world, Garth. You and the team, we wish you all of the very best. Congratulations again on closing the deal. We look forward to seeing the brand in airports around the world, in stores around the world, and everywhere, so that people know that South Africans can make exceptional gin. We'll leave the conversation there, Garth. That's Garth Watson, Managing Director at Inverosh, on their latest confirmation that Pernod Ricard has taken over the business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.